Known for puzzles in print and have gone digital with some of those same puzzles, New York Times, not to be outdone by any newcomers. They are buying Wordle. They are acquiring this company. And of course, Wordle has seen astronomic rise over the recent weeks in the early days of 2022. As we've seen it go viral with people posting their Wordles and how well they're doing, they try to get the Wordle in six tries, and it's got to be a five-letter word, basically. And so I don't know if you're a Wordler, Jared, but I think for New York Times and what this spells out, if you will, is that this buying spree that they've had to kick off 2022, of course, to begin the year in January, they bought The Athletic. And so really kicking off 2022 with some of these key acquisitions to either position their puzzles in one sense or just position the publications that they've got in another sense.
Well, that's right. And this seems like a perfect fit, right? The New York Times, famous for its New York Times crossword puzzle. To answer the big question here, I am not a Wordler just yet. I came back to Twitter after a weekend and I couldn't figure out what was going on. Took me a day or so and I decided it's a little bit too trendy. So I'll see if it takes off. But they went from 90 to something like 300,000 users in a few months, just blew up overnight. And I think it's fitting too, because this is something that keeps people coming back. It's a little bit of a hook. You can only do one puzzle per day. And from the background that I read on it, that's when it kind of launched, that and a few other things. It's really interesting when I don't want to call it a fad, because maybe it's going to be here to say, but when one of these things hits and takes Twitter by storm and suddenly everybody's doing it, everybody's talking about it. And you mentioned, yeah, this is a buying spree by the New York Times. They're up to 8.4 million subscribers. And also, Brad, as you noted during the break, the New York Times broke their own story and immediately put it behind a paywall, Brad.
It's super fitting monetization opportunity for sure, on top of the acquisition and what they're seeing in the potential in Wordle perhaps in the future too. And we'll see how that experience maybe changes in the broader gaming landscape. Things are heating up. We've seen the Activision Blizzard acquisition that Microsoft went forward with. Of course, to begin the year, we had another major acquisition that took place. And I believe the 2021 in the form of what we saw prompted in all of this space in the arcade. It came down to what the future of gaming looks like as well. So amazing to see some of these acquisitions.